Mr. Atkins, Reel 11. So what was morale like in the unit in view of the frustrations of not being able to find the enemy?
Oh, I think the morale of the battalion was very good. Very good indeed. I think I'd put the emphasis on the reason for that like this. The battalion was still made up of a lot of national servicemen. And the national servicemen, I think, enjoyed doing something like we were doing because it was a job that they could understand as being worthwhile doing. Whereas if they were back in barracks, it was one of these boring jobs of being bawled and shouted at on the square, doing drill or some mundane types of work that they didn't take kindly to as national servicemen. But in Malaya, doing that type of job, they liked it and they performed exceptionally well, very good. The junior NCOs and the officers, obviously, were called upon to take on great responsibilities, particularly from the patrolling, and they performed absolutely marvellous.
Was the attitude of the regulars different from the national servicemen about doing the job?
No, not then. Not there wasn't the feeling as such, as I explained in my earlier part of the story, when we first had what we call the conscripts come to join us in the Western Desert in 1940. There was a different atmosphere altogether. I think that was because the battalion consisted for a long period of time of national servicemen, and everybody had become accustomed. I don't think we differentiated between a regular and a national serviceman in that sense at all. They were part of the battalion, part of your mates and your setup, and you got on as such.
What did you think of the enemy? Did you hate them or respect
well,
them?
Well, the CTs. Well, what can one really think about them? I think the general attitudes were they were a bloody nuisance. And what were they gaining? I think we saw the dangers from an intelligent approach to the matter. We could see the danger that if they did succeed, Malaya would have gone the same way as Vietnam, Cambodia, and even Burma today, very much communist. And everybody knows that our attitude to communism is not a favourable one, is it? I think that sums it up, does it?
Yes. Did you have much to do with the civilians, either the Chinese or Malays or Indians?
Well, because my particular job in Malaya, we're talking about, I mean,
yes.
Because my job in Malaya was under a more civilised conditions, I came into contact with Chinese and Malays quite a bit. I worked with them. They were in my offices as clerks. There were fairly intelligent grades of clerical staff in the higher echelons of the headquarters of Malaya Command. You have to remember that Malaya Command was a very big organisation at that time. It was under the command of a Lieutenant General commanding the operations. The whole setup there was also under the direct control of Gerald Templer at that time, who was a real down-to-earth, fire-eating person. He would stand no nonsense. But as the RQMS of that headquarters, I was in contact with many of them throughout my job there. And I got on very well with them, and they were very polite. I can't remember any cause for complaint from any of them. I think they were very friendly indeed.
Who stands out particularly in your mind that you met personally?
What, in Malaya?
Yes.
What, from the...
of the VIPs.
From the VIPs, what, our own side, do you mean?
Yes.
Well, certainly, I mean, Gerald Templer did. He was... He he was responsible, I think, for turning that situation round from near disaster to a successful conclusion. I'm pretty sure of that.
What was it like to work for?
Who, General Templar? Yeah. Well, I mean, I wouldn't have been that close to him, don't forget. I mean, because he was being the general in command of the situation, he was here, there and everywhere. But from all the reports that came my way, everybody was absolutely inspired by the fact that he was going to stand no nonsense. And when he said he wanted something done, it had to be done. You didn't beat about the bush. You got it done. No excuses or anything like that. It didn't matter who it was. So he was a little bit of Monty in that sense.
Did you enjoy it in Malaya?
Oh yes, I loved it. I would like it, wouldn't I? Because I had the better of the bargain there in Malaya, for at least 18 months in Malaya Command was good. It did my career good, in a sense, and I learnt a terrific amount that I may not have learnt otherwise in that position as an RQMS. And the fact that I was able to rub shoulders with senior warrant officers of all the other regiments and corps, for instance, which is sometimes doesn't come about to a lot of the chaps who stay within the regiment, because then you become rather narrow-minded encloseted with your own people, and you don't see too far ahead. But because I was with them, and because I had contact with chief clerks of all the departments that make up a big headquarters, I was quite often called in to receive an order from the chief of staff, who was a major general, or full colonels in charge of different departments of the headquarters, which in itself gave me confidence in how I should behave and how to receive or answer questions from these rather senior officers. Sometimes people are overpowered by them and find it difficult to say yes or no, so, or explain a situation. And I learnt, and quite it did me a lot of good. A lot of good.